The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action in Listowel. The Harvest Festival continues there and we have a good day to look forward to with action on both the flat and over jumps. The Kerry National is the big race over the obstacles. We also have the Listowel Stakes, which is a listed race on the flat. Plenty of racing to look forward to today. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Very good.
Good. Very good card in Ireland today.
Extremely good card, yeah. Kerry National highlight of the week, of course. But it's not just about that. There's a listed race as well. And some other good, contest flat and jumps.
So, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to today.
Good. Let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 2.25. We start with a median auction maiden over 7 furlongs. And Cape Wolf is the 7-4 favourite this morning. Dudes and Diamonds on the slide this morning. 15-8 out to 9-4. Nasution is going the other way. 7-2 into 11-4. 6-1 for Social Climber. Witchwood Warrior is 8-1. And 50-1 about a shock should Arborfield come home in front. So Cape Wolf heading the betting this morning, Andy. He's had 4 goes and some of them have been useful efforts. Do you see him getting off the mark at the 5th time of asking?
Potentially, yeah. I've tipped this horse a couple of times on the podcast, particularly early on in his career. I went for him 2nd time up when he was only 4th behind Agnes Stewart, following a good run 1st time out when he caught the eye. You'd have to say he'd gone backwards a little bit subsequently. His 2 runs at Fairy House and at Gowran haven't exactly filled you with a great deal of excitement. So, yeah, he remains a horse that kind of shrouded with doubt. And at 7-4, he's probably worth just perhaps looking elsewhere. And Nusation is the one I'd probably go with here. A horse that ran quite encouragingly on debut when not really expected to do much. He was a 33-1 shot on his opening salvo at the Curragh. It was a race that went the way of Old Man River in pretty impressive fashion. And that horse, of course, is now up with the leading horses for next year's Derby. And without setting the world alight in his nation, he certainly did enough to indicate that, you know, he could be competitive in a modest enough race such as this. I mean, the maidens here at Listowel have been really weak this week, maiden hurdles and particularly the maiden flat races. So David Watchman's found a really good opportunity for this horse to further his education. Dudes and Diamonds looks to be one of the other main dangers in the race, and he's got the blinkers on for the 1st time out. He's probably got the best form in the book so far, that horse. He ran well at the Galway Festival when he finished close up in a decent maiden. So the blinkers work for him. He could be quite dangerous. But I'll go in his Asian. He's the one that has probably got the most latent talent and the more improvement to come.
On to race 2 next then, the 3 o'clock, and this is a 7 furlong 3-year-old handicap, and quite a competitive race as well. Kodiak's Back heading the betting this morning at 7-2, 9-2 for Artistic Integrity. It's 5-1 for Yes I Am. Abusamar is 6-1 with Princess Aloof. Danish Duke is 8-1 with Focused and Tom Dooley, and 9-1 for Helen's Armada. Not too much between these on the betting, Andy, so who do you like in the 3 o'clock?
Yeah, this one is a trappy one, Mark, as you alluded to. And 7-2 the field pretty much indicates that. I'll go with the front runner here, certainly the most likely front runner anyway in my book, and that's Artistic Integrity from the Jer Lyons camp. A winner 2 starts ago in Gowran when those forcing tactics were seen to good effect when he beat a useful field in quite a good time. I then thought he was a good thing the next day when he went to an apprentice handicap at Leopardstown, but he might have just found the mile and the race coming a bit too soon when he got brushed aside by a couple of older horses who'd got form at the track. Noticeably the winner, Corbus, who previously run well there behind Mr. Snagsby. So it's probably not a bad thing, actually. He's had a bit of a break, just to kind of freshen him up. He's been off the track for a couple of months and he comes back here, likely to be very difficult to catch if those front-running tactics are very much to the fore. And we've seen one or two horses make all the running here this week to good effect as well. There was 2 horses yesterday that were either making all or up with the pace. So that flat track is certainly, when it's on the quick side, horses find it difficult to come from behind. So with that in mind, artistic integrity fits the bill, and he'll do it for me in the 3 o'clock.
Okay, on to the 3:35 next, then race three on the card, and this is the listed Listowel Stakes, and Tirana is the 5-4 market leader for this listed race over a mile and a half. Inishman is 7-2 with Vintage Nouveau, 8-1 for Einstein's Folly. Altruistic is 12-1, 16-1 for Beach of Feliza, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Tirana, Andy, pretty short at the top of the betting, but she was a pretty impressive winner in the Oyster Stakes last time. She was ridden more patiently then as well, and it seemed to bring the best out of her. So do you see her progressing again here?
I do. She's definitely got the best form. She's the most consistent, and her win last time out suggests that she's improving and right on top of her game when she won at Galway the other day. You know, in a race arguably slightly weaker than today, certainly strength in depth wise, I think there's one or two horses here that are at least up to this standard, but that was a really hot heat down in Ballybritton. I love the way that she powered on up the hill, really got her head down and ground out a nice victory from Altes, who'd previously won quite comfortably the time before. And there was one of Dermot Wells in that race as well at Galway that failed to run up to scratch, which was obviously very strongly fancied. So it's a classic case as if she's in the same form a week in advance, then she should, in theory, take this race and take it quite comfortably. I thought Vintage Nouveau had every chance of the day to win in Killarney and probably just didn't quite get home. So I'm not absolutely totally convinced that she's going to be as effective over a furlong further. So the main danger looks to be the runner-up in this race last year, Inish Mian, who chased home Eye of the Storm. He's been a model of consistency over the last season or two, Dennis Hogan's Charge, and he looks as though he's been prepared especially for this. Obviously, bearing in mind he was run-up last year. He's also got previous form at this track as well when he won over a mile one on heavy ground the year before. So he clearly likes this track, and I think Dennis Hogan is one of the best target trainers out there in Ireland. He's very much aware of that, so that's probably one of the reasons why we haven't seen him on the track for quite a while. He feels as though he can get him ready at home. So he could be the thorn in the side to the favourite. They've met before, of course, early on in the season at Limerick, and there was only a length between them. So I think the betting is exactly how I'd have it. I think Tirana's a worthy favourite at 5-4. The right second favourite is Inish Mian. Don't really fancy Vintage Nouveau, and the others look as though they've got to find quite a bit on the form. So let's stick with Tirana while she's in the form she is.
Okay, Tirana to win the Listowel Stakes. Then on to the 4:10 next, the final race on the flat this afternoon. And this is a handicap over a mile and a half for three-year-olds and older. And Gold Focus has been nibbled at the top of the betting this morning, 5-1 into fours. 92 for Nidarm, 6-1 for Windward Passage. Crown of Aragon is 6-1 with Mr. Snagsby, 7-1 for Marajan, and then 8-1 on bigger prices the rest. We do have a non-runner here as well, number 9, Focus More. Does not go. So that leaves us with a field of 13, Andy. Who do you like in the 4:10?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, this. So many horses have got possibilities here. Particularly Gold Focus, who comes here on the back of two wins. She managed to win under extreme adversity last time out at Wexford. She never looked comfortable that day around that tight track when she was expected to follow up from her victory only 4 days earlier at Ballinrobe. She looks a handicap good thing that day and huffed and puffed to get over the line ahead of Anna Haven, but at least the run-up has gone on to boost that form with a couple of subsequent wins, so she's obviously got to be a consideration. Nidarm won a really weak maiden down in Clonmel the other day. The visor clearly was the key component to that horse winning that on that occasion. Prior to that, she'd been slightly disappointing, but whether she's going to get an uncontested lead here, which obviously saw her win the other day, is open to debate, because she got Windward Passage in the race. That horse also likes to bowl along in front. So there could be a bit of a joust and a duel for the lead. And it might just set it up for the closers, such as Crown of Aragon, who kept on quite well last time and down in Down Royal. Marajano also did the same the other day when winning at the same venue last Friday night. But the one that sticks out for me here is Mr. Snagsby, a horse that likes good ground or faster ground. So the conditions here at this stall, despite a little bit of watering overnight, should suit this gelding by Duke of Marmalade. He's a horse I've gone for a couple of times on the podcast, and we really fancied him that day down in Leopardstown in mid-July when he managed to finally get off the mark after one or two good efforts at the same track. He probably just got a little bit outspeeded the last time we saw him over a mile one, and I'm hoping that stepping up to a mile and a half, similar to the way Edward Lynham's thinking, will suit this horse. He just seems to stay quite well, and as I said, with a strong gallop very much on the cards here, it could set it up for a horse like this. So Mr. Snagsby on his beloved fast ground, around about 6-7-1 this morning, looks a fair each way bet in the 4:10.
Mr. Stagsby, a nice each way bet there. Then on to the big race of the afternoon, the 4:40, which is the Kerry National handicap, Grade A handicap steeplechase over 3 miles. And JP McManus has just a 5 in the lineup at the moment. Could end up with 6 as well, should there be a few non-runners. He hasn't won the race yet, but he's clearly targeting it here. And Alderwood is the shortest price of his runners. AP McCoy's gone over to ride the Cheltenham Festival winner, and Alderwood is 7-1 market leader this morning. 8-1 for Burn and Turn. Usual Smurfer is 8-1, 16-1 into 10s for Cleft, 10-1 for Jackson's Lady, 10s also for Pass the Hat, and that's been nibbled from 11s. Heaney's 10s from 14s, 14-1 for Balna Slow and Shan Parlous and Wise Old Owl, and on the way out as well, 16-1 barring those. One non-runner here as well, number 2, Golden Wonder, does not go. Wide open as you'd expect, Andy. Who do you like for the Kerry National? Will it go to JP McManus?
Well, he certainly wouldn't be unjust, if, let's say, if he did win it, because he's gone close in many years with his representatives. He's got several in the lineup here with excellent chances, none more so with Alderwood, who Tony McCoy has obviously chosen over the other 4 that he could have ridden. I suppose he's gone for the class angle, isn't he, with Thomas Mullins' 10-year-old. The only problem we've got with him is he's never won beyond 2.5 miles. In fact, you know, his best form's all over further, shorter. So whether we can stretch out to 3 miles, we don't know. And that's the downside. If you are backing Alderwood, the class act of the race, I see Tom Segal's had a couple of stabs at this race in the shape of Cleft and Heaney. Cleft comes here for a good win over hurdles the other day and looks as though he's been prepared especially for this race by connections. And Heaney, similarly, has had a bit of a break following one or two good runs last season. I'm going to probably put up a couple of against the field here, because I think you need more than one selection here. And Usual Smurf as a horse I've followed in the last few months, and regular podcasters will know that I tipped this horse last time out down in Galway. Unfortunately, he bumped into a horse who'd won the previous day in the shape of Aaron Hill Chief, and I could have swore blind that Aaron Hill Chief wouldn't run 2 days in his succession, but he did, and he managed to beat Usual Smurf in the Galway Blazers. But I thought Shark Allen's charm was really unlucky not to win that day. He got messed about several times during that race, and they missed out the last two fences as well, which obviously cost this horse victory, because the way he finished off his race suggested that with an extra furlong or so, or perhaps even shorter, he would have got up in the end. And I think this 3 mile triple playing to his strengths. He jumps well, he travels well, he likes good ground, and he was also third at this meeting last year. So Shark has probably had this race in mind ever since, when he was run third to a horse called a Wigger Star in a beginner's chase. So Usual Smurf, my number one choice. My second one is Burn and Turn. She's another really likeable and commendable mare that hardly ever puts a foot wrong. She loves fast ground, so despite a little bit of watering overnight, should play into the strengths of Jessica Harrington's mare. And her form when she was run up in the Galway Plate, obviously, is probably the best form coming into this race. And there was no fluke about her run. She'd been in good form prior to that when winning at Punchestown. And she came from a long way back. She was the only one who put up any kind of resistance to Road to Riches in the latter stages of that Galway Plate at Ballybrit. She beat the others fair and square. They looked at Bound the Slow, Golden Wonder, Wise Old Owl, et al. Were all well beaten in behind. No reason why they should turn the form around. So this smooth travelling, good jumping, good ground mare has got perfect conditions to run a huge race. So my two against the field, a little bit unoriginal because they are sort of single figure quotes, but I'm hoping that the win will come from either Usual Smurfer or Burn and Turn.
Couple against field there then in the Kerry National. Onto the 5:15 next race, 6 on the card, and this is a novice hurdle over 2.5 miles, and Informed Desert Moor Stream is the market leader this morning. He's won 3 of his last 4 starts and has been back from 2-1 into 13-8. Hash Brown is 5-2, 130 for Shield. Icy Reply is 7-2, and then 25-1 for the outsider Well Tuned. So a well backed favourite here, Andy. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, I'd rather kick myself the other day for not going for Desert Moor Stream. I fancied one against him, a horse called Clara McLeod, and it was one of the first times I've gone against Philip Fenton's 6-year-old, because I do really like him. I think he holds the best form coming into this race. He certainly looked in great nick the other day when he won in Kilbeggan. I was just concerned whether he'd get the trip. I thought all his best form prior to that was over 2-2.5 today's distance, and the fact that he managed to win over 4 furlongs further suggests to me that he's just in a really good place at the moment. He survived a horrendous blunder at the second last as well. It was quite a shocking mistake. I don't know what caused him to do that, because he made it on a straw, but he just put down in the hands of Brian O'Connell. He literally rooted one of those brush hurdles and flipped Brian up in the air, and luckily the partnership still maintained equilibrium. The fact that he still managed to win by six lengths going away certainly, like I say, backs up my view that he's in great form. There's money for him this morning as well. I'm not really a massive fan of Hash Brown, the second favourite. That horse got quite easily brushed aside the day last time by Cleft, and the fact that he beat Shield as well in that race suggests that I'm not overly convinced about that form. Ice Reply's also been in good nick throughout the summer. She's won three out of her last four races, so it'd be dangerous to disregard her. You know, she's already got beaten by Desert Moor Stream as well. So I do think this one's Philip Fenton's to lose. I think he's a worthy favourite, and I'll stick with him. Hopefully, this time he'll win when I tip him.
Okay. Desert Moor Stream there then in the 5.15. The 5.45 is the penultimate race this afternoon. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And Tom's article is the 6-4 favourite this morning. Egyptian Warrior 2-1. 5-2 for Philly Hands. Shizer is 20-1, 25-1 for Aussie Guest. So the betting suggests it should be between Tom's article, Egyptian Warrior, and Philly Hands. Do you see it from one of those, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably knock out Egyptian Warrior out of that little trio. I suggest it's between Tom's article and Fill Your Hands. Tom's article caught the idea of the day at Navan in his second race over hurdles. He was disappointed in the time before at Downpatrick, but that was due to the ground and the fact that he probably had a run for quite a while. But he was much better the last day at Navan on better ground, when he stayed on very powerfully from two out to get within 3 1/4 lengths of a nice horse of Dermot Wells called Tandem. Theatre Crown, who was third, I'll say let the form down. He finished second next time out, went second favourite behind one of Dennis Hogan's the other day. So it's not as if, you know, that form has taken a backward step. And he probably holds all the aces here, Tom's article. I think this track should suit him. Obviously, the quick ground, like it was the other day, would be fine for him. Fill Your Hands looks to be the danger from the Tony Martin stable. This will be this horse's first run over hurdles, following a win last time out over on the flat at Roscommon in the National Flat Race. I went against him. I tipped him the time before and he ran a shocker, but with a bit of juice in the ground the other day, he looked a much better horse when he won in the hands of Nina Carberry. Barry Geverty's been booked today. And the Plan Man, a similar horse to Fill Your Hands, has already won for these connections this week. So, you know, confidence will be high that Tony Martin can have another winner here at the festival. But I'll go with Tom's article on this occasion, in the hands of Paul Carberry. That run at Navan the other day was certainly an eye-catching one. Let's hope he builds on it.
Okay, on to the final race next then, and this is the 6.15, race 8 on the card, and we finish with a 2.5 mile bumper, and the betting is headed by Deputy's Pass, who's 5-4, Thomas Ledger 3-1, 6-1 for That's Nice, Minella Arts is 7-1, 8-1 for SD Alarm, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the rest. Deputy's Pass, Andy, was pitched in pretty deep company when making his debut under rules at the Punchestown Festival. Wasn't really too bad behind Arctic Fire on that occasion. Then second to She's a Leader in a Roscommon maiden hurdle last time. She's a Leader rated 118 over hurdles, so that doesn't look a bad effort either. Into a bumper here, Andy, you must be of some interest.
Oh, definitely, yeah. This is a really weak bumper as well. I mean, the fact that That's Nice, his third favourite, you know, around about the 5-6-1 mark, and ran a horrendous race the other day down in Roscommon. That horse is definitely going backwards at a rapid rate of knots. Tells you all you need to know about this race. Thomas Ledger actually probably looks the only danger, having run quite well last time out down in Bellewstown. But Deputy's Pass, yeah, definitely the best horse in this race and should win and get favourite backers going home quite nicely into the evening sun. As you said, got beat by Ross down in Roscommon by She's a Leader, but that form is pretty useful. She's a Leader. I mean, how that horse lost the other day at Galway, God only knows. I mean, she came sauntering to the front and looks as though she was going to win a mile a minute, but in the end got run out of it on the run-in, but certainly didn't give the form any negative steps. And, you know, the run before, as you say, was a creditable one, considering it was its first ever start over hurdles in a red-hot novices hurdle won by Arctic Fire at the Punchestown Festival. The fact that Connections thought this horse was good enough to run in that race, first of all, indicates their high regard of this gelding by Scorpion. And, again, couldn't have been given a much easier target. I think they step up a triple suit, because obviously been running in point-to-point. So, you know, the two-mile trip last time out looked to be too short round the sharp track, the way it's finishing, and today should be absolutely ideal. So Deputy's Pass, 5-4, likely to be going probably a little bit shorter than that. I'd actually predict this horse goes off odds on in the final race. So take that 5-4 this morning.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind, before you go.
Yeah, decent and competitive 8-race card at Villestal today, with a highlight being, of course, the Kerry National. Prior to that, we've got four keenly contested races. Nasution in the first race looks the one to be with there, following an encouraging run at the Curragh on debut. Front runners tend to hold sway over the shorter distances here at Listowel. So with that in mind, Artistic Integrity could make all the running in that 7 furlong handicap. 3:35, Tirana and Inishmeen look the two to concentrate on here, having fought out a finish down in Limerick earlier in the season. And with Tirana coming out on top on that occasion, I expect to stamp her superiority on that Listowel Stakes listed race. In the 4:10, one of the most tricky handicaps on the card, I'll go with Mr. Snagsby, but not with a great deal of confidence. Two against the field in the big race of the week, the Kerry National, the two informed horses who like the ground. Usual Smurfer looks to have been laid out for this race by the Shark Handlin. And following a good run in the Galway Plate, Burn and Turn surely must go well for Jessica Harrington. In the 5:15, I'll go with Desmond Stream, who overcome a bad blunder last time out at Kilbeggan to win quite snugly. He's running over his optimum trip today. In the 4:45, looks between Fill Your Hands and Tom's Article, with the latter getting the vote following an encouraging run down in Navan the other day. And in the final race, Deputy's Pass, I think the 10-11 in the racing post is more in keeping with his chance. So that 5-4 with William Hill looks a generous price in the final race.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Listowel this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.